This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This is actually Gun Owners News Hour number 200 in my iteration, anyway. So, a little bit of a milestone there. If anybody finds that amusing or interesting. Oh, goodness. You know, when we conservatives decline to volunteer as a dish on the progressive buffet, the leftists have no choice but to feed upon each other. And we will see much of it as conservatives wake up and smell the kombucha. Leftists only win when they can bully and intimidate, and if we choose not to let them do that to us, then it's not as if they will give up their go-to move. No, they're going to turn on each other, and we're going to gobble it up with the Orville Redenbacher as they fight to the death for our amusement. And I am amused. You should be amused. Donald Trump was the first guy to push back, really push back. But it wasn't just his pugnacious nature and cunning ability with mean tweets that made him important. It was his moral position. At some level, for some reason, so many establishment Republicans have approached these bad faith actors as legitimate critics who were at best misguided and who might actually have a germ of a point within their critique. Trump, you know, he had been among them for decades and understood exactly who they are, and he read them correctly, and he considered them garbage. And it's not so much that he fought back as that he made it clear that the leftists are scum. And because he did not credit them with any moral stature, their slings and arrows bounced off his armor. Now, of course, Ron DeSantis has taken the same tack with them, refusing to credit them with any kind of merit. And that deprives them of their most powerful weapon, which is their victim's complicity. The beautiful thing about words, and we were taught this when we were kids, right? Words can only hurt you if you let them. So at one point, racist and sexist and all the other lies might have stung. And now, for a lot of people, it's a punchline. And an outright slander. And we laugh at them as they spout them. Which means we're not vulnerable to them. And yet, that's their only flex when Ilya Shapiro, not really a hardcore real conservative, got a job at Georgetown Law. The left jumped on a tweet where he accurately observed that the sole qualification of the latest SCOTUS leftist was her skin tone. He knew this because Grandpa Badfinger had boasted about it. And there was a months-long investigation of his statement of obvious fact, at which point they sort of cleared him on a technicality, finding that he was not yet employed when he said words they disliked. But they warned him not to speak the truth again. And after letting them pay him for the months of the Star Chamber proceedings, a boss move that makes this, you know, should make anybody proud, Shapiro told them, in a more polite manner than I would have, to go pound sand. It means another non-leftist leaving academia, leaving behind only leftists, and that's cool. When you clear out your own troops in a target area, that means no friendly fire damage when we destroy academia, as currently constituted. And why wouldn't we destroy it? It's held by the enemy, used by the enemy to promote the enemy's goals, and generally, it's useless. The only thing they do well is get young people in debt. Let them have the current institution so that there's no one left on the right with an interest in defending them when we defund, disband, and destroy them. Now, this also means that the real action in the screaming leftist sissy world is now blue-on-blue rhetorical violence. Because there's not that many red folks left in the institutional structure to target. Let the hilarity ensue. We saw that the other day in the Washington Post, which informs us that democracy dies in darkness. It's not a newspaper. It's a high school with no hot cheerleaders. Taylor Lorenz, an aging crone whose beat is doxing people on social media, and then crying about how oppressed she is, appears to have lied several times in connection with her latest hit piece. They had to issue a correction that was almost as long as the original story. And of course, it was not the Dowager's fault that she could not be trusted. No, it was misogyny for people to pick on her for writing things that were not true. Left unaddressed was the question of how she could know it was misogyny, since she's apparently not a biologist any more than she's a professional reporter. So as the Washington Post is dealing with that, Dave Weigel, who kind of takes conservative beat while carefully towing the leftist line, tweeted a joke that went as follows. Every girl is bi. You just have to figure out if it's polar or sexual. And that's sort of funny. Sure. Maybe even hilarious. And it's sexist in the sense that it differentiates between women and men, not to mention the 579 other genders. And people should make more jokes like that, not only because it is legitimately amusing, but also it makes the Harridans shriek. One humorless harpy who got huffy as someone at WAPO named Felicia Sanmez, who no doubt saw an opening to increase her own status by posing as someone mortally wounded by this amusing little post. She whined, as whiners do, except in public on social media. Fantastic to work at a news outlet where retweets like this are allowed. And note the allowed part, as if some sort of ref should adjudicate what grown men say in order to preserve the tender feels of Mrs. Sanmez and her and those that are like her. And in a sane world, Dave Weigel would have replied, "Simmer down, you ridiculous shrew," and retweeted something else designed to annoy her. But we live on Earth in 2022, so he meekly surrendered. "I just removed a retweet of an offensive joke. I apologize and did not mean to cause any harm." And the harm was presumably people enjoying themselves by reading the witticism. And I know what you're thinking. WAPO should have fired Ms. Lorenz for unprofessional conduct that further tarnishes the paper's reputation. That's basically already floating in a cesspool. And many of you thinking that the management should have called Fussy Felicia into the office, handed her a banker's box load up with her cat pictures, and fired her for her own grossly unprofessional conduct. But apparently professionalism has changed. Lorenz and Sanmez still have their gigs, and instead WAPO pretended Weigel had done something wrong. We had editors have made it clear to the staff that the tweet was reprehensible and demeaning language or actions like that will not be tolerated. And he was suspended for a month without pay for a joke. Because, yes, jokes will not be tolerated. But lies and public hissy fits, that's all good. And it's good for us. The regime media and other institutions have no credibility to conservatives. That ship sailed and sank. But normal people, the people with residual respect for these institutions, will look at these shenanigans and shake their heads and go, "What the hell?" And there's no wonder about this, you see. There's no wonder about this. As the evidence continues to pile up, As more and more people see these things where there's no humor allowed anywhere, ever, anytime, about anything, as all this continues to mount and mount and mount, the layers and layers and layers, just like the Windows operating system, which is all based on Windows 95, people will begin to understand that the institutions have self-evidently gone to hell. And we can sit back as the hilarity ensues. I've gone out and bought a family pack of Orville Redenbacher just for this occasion. I'm looking forward to it. I may even get a fire pit. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There are a few constants when you walk into a gun store or range in South Carolina. Staff's going to be exceptionally friendly and helpful. The women's bathrooms are going to be immaculate. The customers will probably be friendly. And those same customers will represent every race known on this planet. White, black, Hispanic, Asian. maybe some others as well. On all the race-obsessed forms the government makes us fill out all the time, they'll be represented there. Everyone at the store is united by a strong common bond, whichever it is, whichever store. The belief that as free citizens in a free country, we have the absolute right to purchase arms to defend ourselves. And we all know, because the talking heads on the news tells us so, that when seconds count, the police aren't going to be there. And in these retail operations, you will not find a scintilla of prejudice among the Second Amendment fraternity. All are welcome. But turns out that among the many myths that fire up the gun-grabbing crowd, which, you know, that means, you know, NRA members are dangerous killers. They're actually weapons called assault rifles. A gun that's semi-automatic is actually a machine gun. 9mm rounds are going to blow your lungs out of your body. A 5.56 round will decapitate an adult. Now, there's a new myth in town. According to the gun grabbers, or maybe one in particular, white people who legally own guns hate black people who legally own guns. Not surprisingly, the purveyor of this myth is Joy Behar, who once went to a costume party as a beautiful African woman. Now, frankly, it's clear Behar wasn't doing blackface in a demeaning way, but was instead dressing that way as an homage to people she admired. But that's all irrelevant. Behar has chosen to live her life and have her career among people who view everything through a racial lens, which means implying racism whenever possible. So the only verdict is that her costume was racist and she's a racist. But to Behar, it's you, the legal gun owner in the Second Amendment fraternity, who's the race hater. On The View, she said, once black people get guns in this country, the gun laws will change. Trust me. Okay. Well, you're sort of behind the curve on that there, Joy. What a singularly insulting thing to say. Every gun owner I know of strongly supports Heller. Not just because it articulates the individual right to bear arms that the government cannot limit, but also because of the practical benefits that flow directly from that decision. Law-abiding black citizens stuck in D.C.'s worst slums were no longer the victims of criminals who, in that previously heavily gun-controlled region, were the only ones armed. We do nobody any favors, regardless of their color, their melanin, their pigment, whatever you want to call it, by making their area a gun-free zone. John Lott, who keeps track of these things, wrote that the usual left-wing anti-gunners predicted there'd be a bloodbath in D.C. following the Heller decision, and they were so wrong. He writes, but Armageddon never happened. Newly released data for Chicago shows that is in Washington. Murder and gun crime rates didn't rise after the bans were eliminated. They plummeted. They've fallen much more than the national crime rate. And not surprisingly, the national media has completely been silent about this news. One can only imagine the coverage if crime rates had risen. In the first 6 months of this year, there were 14% fewer murders in Chicago compared to the first 6 months of last year, back when owning handguns was illegal. It was the largest drop in Chicago's murder rate since the handgun ban went into effect in 1982. Meanwhile, the other four populous cities saw a total drop at the same time of only 6%. In America, the best thing that could happen for black Americans is for more law-abiding black Americans to have the chance to create an environment in which the tables are turned against a small but incredibly destructive criminal element that holds so many black communities hostage. All people of goodwill want this to happen because, as a gun owner, it's not about the skin color. It's about the liberty that we're embracing. It's about the safety that we're taking personal responsibility for. To a very large degree, I mean, I see some of these And I think I sort of understand it. I've often wondered why there's not more outreach amongst minorities from the gun groups, or from the Republicans for that matter. I've often wondered why that is the case, because while we're out here talking about how big the tent is, at the same time, there's a great many people that, and right now they may be getting red-pilled by the current president. But that's beside the point. Minorities are the bigger victims of crime. Half of all the murder victims in the United States are young black men, just as half of all the murderers in the United States are young black men. And that's because of gang culture. Now, sometimes, you know, you can look at some of these people, and there's probably some really evil people involved in there. But there's also some people that had no parents, no education, no family life, no economic opportunity. The only place they could go find any form of acceptance was a gang. That's all due to Democratic policy. That's all due to not having fathers in the home. There's a lot of things that play into this when I say this is all due to. But all of these things are all factors that have made this something. And I mean, the inner cities, in the inner cities, in Chicago, you got about 20 square blocks of where all the real serious violence comes from. It all emanates from there. And of course, they probably turned that into a blasted hellscape looking place. So then, once they have used up all those resources, then they start venturing forth. Now, they could go in there and root all of that out. But that would mean, and, you know, the Chicago cops have complained about this a lot. The Kim Fox, who's the DA there, or the attorney general, whatever they call it, district attorney, prosecuting attorney, solicitor, whatever she is, she turns them out as fast as they can put them in there. So what's the point of arresting them if they're just going to be right back out on the street? She got out there the other day, and two gang factions were having a fight, and she had nobody arrested because it was mutual combat. There was no offender there. They decided to do it together. One canceled out the other, however you want to put it. And that's the type of Soros DA, which just recently got deposed in San Francisco. Talk about that in a minute. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says he hopes the Department of Justice charges former President Donald Trump if the evidence reaches the threshold to prove that Trump pushed an election fraud conspiracy that spurred the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
What's most important to me at this moment is to make sure that the vast majority of Americans understand that the country's at threat.
The comments from Kinzinger follow the first of six public hearings of the committee.
A family trip to Massachusetts has ended in tragedy, with a mother dead and her six-year-old son missing. The family of six were fishing Thursday when two of the children entered the water. The mother jumped in to save them, then went under and was found by rescuers. After life-saving efforts were performed at the scene, she was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. This is USA Radio News. Federal health officials are probing several multi-state outbreaks of salmonella infections linked to backyard poultry. More than 200 Americans have been stricken so far this year, including one death. A total of 219 illnesses have been reported across 38 states, including 27 hospitalizations and one fatality in Tennessee. The true count is likely much higher, as many people recover without seeking medical care. The COVID-19 pandemic has reversed an age-old rule whereby automobile customers had bargaining power over dealers because they could always shop around for a better deal or negotiate a discount on vehicles which were widely available. But today, dealers are setting prices and oftentimes charging a premium and sticking to them. In some cases, consumers can end up paying thousands of dollars above sticker price. A chip shortage, together with factory shutdowns, have limited capacity. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Right now, if you turn on the TV tube and if you watch the news, which I don't recommend any of you do that, by the way. Go online, find a good no dog in the fight news source and go there. Go there. And I'm not talking about Fox either. I mean, American Thinker is very good. Town Hall is very good. Daily Caller is very good. Lots of good ones out there. Federalist, you know, that kind of stuff. I wouldn't watch the news. But right now, we're being subjected to a 24/7 leftist mainstream media onslaught regarding the Second Amendment natural right to self-defense versus the leftist definition of common sense gun law. And typically, typically, Republicans are discussing a compromise on the Democrat-preferred approach to determining how much of our natural right to self-defense to surrender. So my first question is, are they asking for any concession? Are they asking for nationwide constitutional concealed carry, which has already been adopted in half of the states as a deterrent to criminal activity? Are they asking for the elimination of the illusionary gun-free zone, better known as locations of many other rampage killings, or most of them? Are they demanding to harden the schools, almost as if protecting the kids is equivalent to how we protect our money, or government officials? Are they asking for penalties or proposing remedies for simply not enforcing the 10,000-plus laws already on the books regarding gun regulation that seem to fail consistently? Are they asking for the elimination of former President Obama's school-to-prison pipeline guidance idiocy that, for example, allowed the Parkland school shooting to occur because the minority killer Nicholas Cruz was a known risk to everyone who knew him or about him? Perhaps even tangentially, the Republicans could ask for other concessions to save lives, since this is the stated goal. Are they asking for the border with Mexico to be controlled with the funnel and gate technology consisting of a physical barrier with narrower access points to aggressively monitor in order to eliminate the flood of illegal drug-caused overdoses in our country, human trafficking, rapes, and robbery, not to mention the influx of diseases, including the dreaded China virus? So many things we could be asking for. So many things. National, you know, reciprocity. Constitutional carry and reciprocity. Every, you know, list is endless. Let's do away with the NFA. List is endless. Alas. It appears to be beyond the useless Republicans' ability to think outside of the agenda of the Democrats. Their typical modus operandi is to meet them halfway to what they want. Wash, rinse, repeat. Within the military and the firearm manufacturing industry, an assault rifle is defined as an automatic rifle or select fire rifle. But in classic Democrat style, where words have no meaning or are evolving, the assault weapons ban of 1994 changed this definition and added features to redefine certain firearms as assault weapons. The 1994 ban redefined an assault weapon to be a semi-automatic rifle, one bullet pulled per trigger pull, no longer an automatic rifle, multiple bullets per trigger pull, plus have a detachable magazine. That's a very wide open field there, and it fits a huge number of weapons. And there were additional definitions for pistol assault weapons that were similarly applied. This was all problematic when they were attempting to disguise the underlying Democrat objective of banning all guns from you. Consequently, a little tweaking was put in place to include other features as an assault weapon in this step in the full banning process. In addition to be considered an assault weapon, the rifle had to have two or more of the following features: a flash suppressor or threaded barrel. Which, if it has a flash suppressor, it has a threaded barrel because it has to be screwed on. A bayonet mount. A grenade launcher mount. A pistol grip. A folding or telescoping stock. They have no relevance on the ability of a semi-automatic detachable magazine rifle to fire every time the trigger is pulled, coincidentally, just like any other gun. And we hear the daily rant about banning assault weapons. Weapons of war. Who needs an AR-type gun? But there is no better personal protection device than that style of weapon to dissuade a group or mob from harming innocents, which, by the way, the Democrats always seem to want to mob up. As evidence of this fact is the tidal wave of new AR-type gun owners following the Democrat rallies of burning, looting, assaults, and murder in Minneapolis, Kenosha, St. Louis, and other liberal big cities in the past years. Because the semi-automatic rifle, the personal defense weapon, as I call it, is perfect. Perfect. It's the best tool. And, you know, when these riots break out, what typically happens is the police pull back. So, not only are they not coming, they probably were already out and they pulled back. So, you're left to your own. So a lot of new assault weapon owners were born as a result of the Democrat-advocated mayhem. Is it any wonder that in recent confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson, she could not agree that we the people have natural rights, the cornerstone of our Constitution, rights that exist outside of the government's wishes? Second Amendment is considered natural law, the right to self-defense that exists outside government, and ergo shall not be infringed. Now, I understand the command and control Democrats' interest in destroying the notion of natural rights. But what about the worthless Republicans who seem interested in compromising our rights? That's where the problem comes in, you see. the Republicans should not be discussing this at all at the moment, ever. Simply because we've been down this path before. It is illegal to kill someone. It is illegal to kill someone with a gun. I would think that has covered this whole gun violence thing. They've made it illegal for these things to occur. Now, it's illegal to speed, but they don't ban cars. And cars are not a constitutional enshrined natural law right. Of course, I understand this. But what I'm saying is that they're completely inconsistent with this because they're always going after the one thing, the semi-automatic box magazine fed rifle. They're always going after the one thing that really can make a difference in mob violence. And I'm going to make no mistake about this. The left likes mob violence. The left likes rampage killers. They love it every time one of these things fires up. Some things are inconvenient. Like the shooting in Ohio where the aggrieved black patient went out and bought an AR-15 and 3 hours later he was killing people with it. Now, it was an AR-15. But it didn't fit the narrative because this, it's got to be white people doing this. And if it's not white people, then they got to kill children. If they kill children, that's okay. They can be whatever. That's not consistency. That's so not consistency. I'm against violence. People like me are against violence. We train to meet violence. Should violence raise up? And if it does, okay. We'll be there to deal with that. And we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let's do this one more time. Then I'm headed down the road to get my spine manipulated, cracked, and otherwise rearranged at the hands of Dr. Gene. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And we get this headline. Gunmen murdered dozens of congregants during mass at a Catholic church in Ondo State, Nigeria on Sunday. The attackers used explosives and firearms in their assault on St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church, killing more than 50, according to reports. The gunman also reportedly took the church's priest hostage, and he remains unaccounted for. Now, the people there were completely defenseless, and that was a matter of law in Nigeria. Gunpolicy.org says this about Nigeria. In Nigeria, the right to private gun ownership is not guaranteed by law. If you're not familiar with gun policy, it's a project of the Sydney School of Public Health, and it is decidedly anti-gun, but it does provide an instructive and useful compilation of gun laws from around the globe. The site says of Nigeria, civilians are not allowed to possess machine guns, military rifles, and handguns. Private possession of semi-automatic assault weapons and private possession of handguns is prohibited. Add to that licensing, background checks, and registration for what they are allowed to own, a prohibition on concealed carry, and stiff criminal penalties for gun law violations. And Nigeria is one of those places where not only are the law-abiding at an extreme disadvantage, but they're also in a place that is enacted at the same time with the same common-sense gun safety laws that the Democrats are now furiously demanding be imposed upon you. Unsurprisingly, despite the laws as they are in Nigeria, the murderers in Nigeria who carried out the slaughter were not slowed down for an instant by that citizen disarmament law setup. Adeyemi Olayemi, a lawmaker in Ondo, said the attack was believed to have been carried out by ethnic Fulani terrorists. Sometimes referred to as bandits, who have staged relentless attacks predominantly in northern Nigeria, but also in other parts of the country. Now, according to him, the Plateau Peace Conference held in 2004 officially recognized 54 different ethnic nationalities indigenous to the state, plus a number of other Nigerian ethnic nationalities resident to the state. Settlers there, namely Fulanis, they're basically nomadic immigrants, and 99% Muslims. Ethnic tensions notwithstanding, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari of the All Progressives Congress, from whose name the authoritarian military regime term Buharism was derived after it took power in a coup d'etat. He was born to a Fulani family. And apparently last time out, he won the election fair and square, ousting incumbent violence monopolist Good Luck Jonathan. Not kidding. Then the Hill gets out there and says, Nigeria, which is Africa's most populous country with 206 million people, has grappled for over a decade with an insurgency in the northeast by Islamic extremist rebels of Boko Haram and its offshoot, the Islamic State West Africa Province. The extremists have killed more than 35,000 people by a UN count, and they're fighting to establish Sharia law and to stop Western education. You know, for the victims, it comes down to 6-1 and half a dozen to another, though. We get this. Many Nigerians no longer distinguish between Fulani herders and Boko Haram, seeing both as a singular terrorist front whose sole aim is to Islamize Nigeria. See, for them, they don't care who they get killed by. They see them as the same thing, which is the way we should be. And as an aside, it's curious that supposedly right-wing Fox News neglected to mention any of those connections. I'll tell you, you know, Fox News to me is not a conservative place to be. Maybe they fear, if they do, that they'll be accused of intolerance or some such as if they aren't tarred with the hater brush, regardless of whatever kowtowing to the left they do. And as is, the cultural Marxists are pressuring advertisers to stop funding Fox's lies and deadly disinformation or extremist right-wing violence. Of course, they do kill everybody in the ratings, so no chance of that. And, you know, if I was in charge of Fox, I'd be going, you know, we kill everybody in the ratings, so there's no chance of that, so let's just press on. It's also curious that warnings from years ago continue to be ignored and suppressed about Nigeria. Not addressing the slaughter at the Catholic Church in Nigeria on either its Twitter or Facebook feeds is the Council on Islamic-American Relations. Instead, CARE has put out an action alert to have its members lobby the House and Senate for Nigerian-style gun control laws, including raising the purchase age of semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, ban the import, sale, manufacture, blah, 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 require existing bump stocks to be registered with the NFA, amend the definition of ghost guns to require background checks on all sales, as the ATF is trying to do through rulemaking, beef up federal criminal penalties for gun traffic and straw purchases, and establish new requirements for storing guns at home, especially with minors present, while providing tax credits for storage devices. In a 2018 survey for over 1,250 Muslim voter households, CARE found overwhelming support for 93% for requiring background checks on all gun sales. And standing shoulder to shoulder with CARE is the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, which, you know, here we have two groups that should be very diametrically opposed, but they're not. And they said, we support a total ban on assault weapons and limitations on civilian access to high-capacity weapons and ammunition magazines. We also support measures that control the sale and use of firearms, such as universal background checks for all gun purchases. We ask that Congress pass a federal law to criminalize gun trafficking. That's already been done, you dimwits. And this is of particular importance since the United States not only suffers from domestic gun violence, but is also a major international exporter of weapons. Finally, the USCCB also supports recent proposals to set a more appropriate minimum age for gun ownership and to ban bump stocks. No word yet if the Vatican is going to be melting down the Swiss Guards arsenal, or if any of the Islamist factions vying for dominance will be leading by example. You should take that into account whenever you hear this nonsense. Matthew McConaughey got out there and he was calling for action. He's from Uvalde. He was born there. His mother was a teacher at a school a mile away from Robb Elementary School. He's an actor. Actors are basically masters of make-believe. They repeat words off of a script, and they emote under direction, on command. He's not a character he plays, no matter how heroic or wise he pretends to be. And, you know, up to a certain point, there was a moment when I thought, you know, okay, maybe this guy's different, but he's not. And now, big question for me is, who cares what he thinks? And the answer, like it or not, is that it's millions, and the impact of influence is amplified by repeated speculation that he might throw his hat in the ring and enter Texas gubernatorial politics. And a lot of Texans would vote for him, except they're not paying attention to what he believes. They're looking at his star power and his elite money connections. But he would use those to impose all kinds of things on the state and through political influence on the rest of the country. What does he believe about the school murders, and specifically what measures society should consider for preventing future atrocities? Well, he decided to appeal to feelings and avoid specifics that leaves an opening for counter-arguments. He says on Twitter, "What is it we truly value? What small sacrifices can we individually take today to preserve a healthier and safer nation, state, and neighborhood tomorrow? This is an epidemic we can control. Whichever side of the aisle we may stand on, we all know we can do better. Action must be taken so that no parent has experienced what the parents in Uvalde and those before them have endured." What is he talking about? What action is he speaking about? He's always, you know, McConaughey's always been with the March for Our Lives people and everything else. And this is the thing about any sort of celebrity out there that wants to talk to you. They got no idea what real life is all about. And that is it. I will talk to you guys next week. Stay alert. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.